a ministry appeals to Muslim scholars to help sideline an apostasy law. An Outreach adds its voice to concerns over India violence, and Orphan Sunday heightens Christian awareness and response. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands protested the appearance of Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad yesterday at the UN. Now Christians are asking moderate Muslims to help derail an apostasy law. If ratified, it would for the first time formally institute the death penalty for Muslims converting to Christianity. World Evangelical Alliance's Johann Kandelin thinks he knows why it was introduced.
During the last 10 years, more people have come to Christ than during the 100 years before that. And especially among young people, you have networks of unregistered house churches in almost every city in Iran, and it's just spreading.
He also believes this law is intended to scare Muslims. While negotiations with the West has done little, Kandelin says,
we're trying to contact Islamic scholars and have them contact Iranian government to say that this is not Islamic, then that would be surely something that they would listen to.
Next, a rally demanding an end to violence against Christians in India will greet the Prime Minister's visit to Washington. Clashes have been ongoing and deadly, prompting the European Union to call it a humanitarian emergency. Open Doors Advocacy Coordinator Lindsay Vesey says they're adding their voice, too.
We're focusing on an advocacy campaign, trying to bring this issue of the violence to the federal government's attention. So we're asking our supporters to email the Indian ambassador to the U.S. His name is Ambassador Ranan Sen. And we're asking him to basically look into protect the Christian minority in Orissa. So we're asking supporters, as well as your listeners, to please go to the Open Doors website at odusa.org and email the ambassador. You can do that right from our website.
Some ministry is still taking place, but Vesey says
it probably has made it very difficult for people to engage in evangelism. Many thousands of people are hiding in refugee camps right now. They're displaced, their homes have been either burned down, or there's fanatics in their villages waiting to kill any Christians who return.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation Mobilization's team in India says communal attacks continue to take place in and around Orissa State. OM personnel are safe, but fear for their safety. Some have gone into hiding in the surrounding forests and mountains, fearing future attacks. The community development officer of the Dalit Education Center in Orissa has also received threats. Pray for protection. Pray that God would also continue to use their work to bring many to Christ. Meanwhile, Colombia was where Book of Hope International celebrated the distribution of their 500 millionth copy of the Book of Hope. Book of Hope's Richard Luna says that milestone is moving them from a distribution ministry to a transformation ministry. Research and local church involvement is helping. A recent survey indicated something interesting.
80 to 90% of the youth have a high view of God, the Bible. They want to know Him more. At the same time, we found out that one out of every four kids in Colombia thought of suicide in the last 3 months.
All of this and more helping the local church reach out to the felt needs of youth in their communities. Luna says a Colombia youth network has been mobilized.
Their goal is to reach in the next year 5 million youth. This year, they're starting with 500,000 youth and children. Next year, they've committed to reaching 800,000 people in the rural areas.
And roughly 75% of Zambian households are caring for at least one orphan due to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Many of the heads of households, children themselves, face a grim future without help. That's why Orphan Sunday is recognized in the first Sunday of October. Every Orphan's Hope works with churches in Zambia to encourage, equip, and mobilize the church so that they can reach every orphan with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.